Person who can't hear, you say, is
deaf.
Deaf.
And if a man comes in from the field just ring wet, somebody says,
wet.
Yeah, somebody says, did he fall in the pond? You say, no, he didn't fall in the pond.
He's been working.
Uh-huh.
And when he got pretty hot.
And he
swore, he was sweating.
Uh-huh. This isn't a very good thing to talk about right now. Well, I'll not mention this right now. If a friend of yours has recently died, and you want to find out what happened, what would you ask? Let's say he's been ill.
Well, I'd ask how it was, of course. Mm-hmm. If he died, I don't know when, where,
uh-huh.
what with.
Uh-huh. Well, how would you ask the question?
Well,
what did he die with?
What did he die with, yes.
And then for the burial, they'd take the body to the...
Well, they'd take him to the...
cemetery.
Undertaker.
Uh-huh. And from there, it would go to the...
cemetery.
Uh-huh. And the body would be put in a...
grave.
And before it was put in the grave, it would be put in one...
the casket.
Of... Uh-huh. And then there would be a...
ceremony.
And let's say this was a man, the widow would be in black, and you'd say she was...
in mourning.
Mm-hmm. And someone to cheer, to soothe her a little bit, might say, no, it'd be all right, just don't...
Yeah, I've acted in that place a lot of times.
It's not a very pleasant situation.
No, it sure isn't. Not much you can say to help, actually. It usually hurts more than it helps.
But you'd tell her not to...
worry.
Diseases. Now, the disease where your joints get stiff and ache.
That's rheumatism,
uh-huh. Is that ever called anything else?
Oh, yeah. Got a new name for it.
What?
What do you call it now? I don't even know what it is.
Arthritis,
yeah. They give it that name.
And the disease that children used to have where the membrane would form in the throat.
Diphtheria?
Uh-huh.
Yes, I had that.
I haven't had that.
That's a pretty dismal thing, isn't it?
You bet. I guess I'd have choked to death had it been a peach tea leaves. When I was a little guy on the ranch, I had diphtheria on both sides. And my grandmother, in the summertime, the peaches and peach tree leaves, they gathered them off and boiled them and put a pack on it until the doctor got there and gave me a shot on either side, both sides under my shoulder blades there.
Mm-hmm.
For it. I guess I'd choked to death had it been some peach tree leaves and pulses put on there, one after the other, hot.
Mm. Did you have that disease here where the patient turns yellow?
No, fever. We don't have a malaria fever here.
Uh-huh. Well, this wasn't that severe, I guess. Jaundice or jaundice?
Yellow jaundice, they have that here, so I guess. A little of it scattered around, I don't understand it. I don't know what caused it even, but we used to ever have it. It had some typhoid. I don't know.
You see babies in hospitals, newborn, at least as yellow can be.
Well. Check and see if your daddy's coming in.
How about that disease where your side gets sore?
Appendix, appendicitis, yes, I've had that too. Had it out.
Now, would you like me to stop?
Well, pretty soon, I think you got to run down there. It won't be long.
If someone brings you information and somebody says, why did he come? You'd say, oh, he just came.
That was the truck.
Well, they drop by to tell me something.
Uh-huh. And if children get out of hand sometimes, you'll say, all right, now
get
I'm going
to... Please get back. Huh?
If children get out of hand, you'll say, all right, now I'm going to... You do that again and I'll...
Yeah, I'm going to whip you.
Yeah.
If a boy comes to see a girl and he brings her flowers and candy, you say he's...